well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know.
Hello, shoppers. Welcome to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. My name is Johnny Wright. Hi! Thank you for tuning in this fine Saturday morning just past 8 o'clock. Great show for you this morning if you're in shape, or even if you're not. Maybe the latter is more important than the former. We got just a kind of show for you, all about health clubs, a little secret shopping that I did last week and results of that, plus some look at signage and the importance of what's the right kind of sign to have in your business, the wrong kind, and the kind you should never have. I'm going to talk with Travis Lamphere from Fitness World West. He was one of the customer service studs from the review of health clubs last week. Also, Rod Sears, CEO of Aspen Athletic Clubs, along with Aaron Ashelman, general manager at Aspen. We'll talk more about their review. Weather forecast for this morning. Well, the signs are indeed that it's going to be a fine day. Indeed, sunshine. Maybe a little bit of fog, otherwise 87, a hot one for the next to last day for fairgoers out at the Iowa State Fair. If you haven't had a chance, boy, roll on out there with the kids, and they got all discounts and the midway thing. And I mean, going to drop a lot of jack, sure, but it's a lot of fun. The family and you will create memories for your kids, of course, that last forever. Tonight, a little patchy fog down to 68, and then more patchy fog. And, you know, if you're driving, if you're in fog, it doesn't appear patchy. It appears everywhere. And if you're not in fog, you're saying, hey, there's no fog. What is this weather stuff? That's from a flunked meteorologist in college. A patchy fog Sunday in 88, and then Monday back to work 87. Next chance of rain is Monday night. Right now we're at 71. Health clubs, staying in shape. Big deal for us. Yeah, for all Americans, for all people, if you're in shape, you want to stay there. If you're not in shape, you want to get there. So everybody's trying to do this dealio-do. And in the Des Moines Metro, 23 health clubs, if you look through the phone book and just count them up, and add in those with multiple locations, and there are 40. All right, pretty competitive. 40 places where you and I can stop in, roll in, and open the door and go in there and work ourselves into a tither. But then you got to add in some other things. Add in jogging on the street, riding your bike, picking up one side of your car and putting it back down. You know, that builds up muscles and junk. Doing pull-ups on the clothes rack in your closet till it breaks and your girlfriend or wife yells at you. All right, so the point is, yeah, working out is everywhere. Jack LaLanne, the great fitness guru, who I used to work out with my mother in front of the television. And if only we'd have had video cameras back then. There's some YouTube footage you would not believe. You put all that stuff together, it's organic anywhere we can work out, and it's unlimited. I mean, the competition that health clubs have is unlimited, limitless. You can work out anywhere on your own. So makes it pretty tough, pretty competitive. Amount that we spend on exercise equipment each year in this country, $5 billion. So it's a huge industry. So why do we pick a particular health club? What is it about the amount of the equipment, kind of amount of stuff they put in there? Is it about the price? Prices in this area are fairly within a range of from $30 to $50 a month, generally speaking. And for some people, there's no difference in that. Some people, there's a huge difference. So it can be a competitive advantage. How about location? How important is that to a health club? Sure it is. You want to be where the most people are or have the easiest access to you. Size of the health club, just the square footage, is that important? It is to a lot of people. And some others like a more intimate setting. Well, how about the component of customer service? That is the foundation for this radio program. It is the foundation for my blog, theunsecretshopper.com. It is the foundation of my company, the Biosphere, Biosphere, because in the end, anybody, and I mean anybody, can hang a shingle and open a business. But very few anybodies will deliver customer service to the level that will keep bringing people back. And more than any other thing a business can do, statistically, emotionally, no matter how you measure it, customer service has a greater impact on the bottom line, on employee satisfaction, customer satisfaction, retention of employees, revenue, name the category. Nothing else impacts it better, stronger, faster, harder, more than customer service. And that's what this show and this blog and everything else is all about that we talk about here on the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. I selected five athletic clubs, health clubs, to secret shop. And each week, I randomly select a business or category, and I secret shop it all my own. Nobody tells me, so there's not this list. Hey, Johnny, what do we got this week? All right, we got Hooters. We got next week, we got, no, there's no list involved. I just go. I pick, I think, and I rock and roll, and then I come back, and I write about it, and then I post it, and then we talk about it on Saturday morning. This week, health clubs, five of them. They include an Aspen Athletic Club, Fitness World West, Prairie Life Fitness, Seven Flags Fitness and Racquet Club, and the YMCA Healthy Living Center. Prairie Life and Seven Flags are the two standalones. They do not have satellite locations. The other three have multiple outlets. For those, I visited what I consider the mothership, the one that sort of started it all. In the Wise case, the Healthy Living Center is actually the newest one, but it's also the only one that I haven't been to. In full disclosure here, I've actually been a member at the Walnut Creek Y, and that means all of the Ys, MCAs, for about 3 years. And then before that, I was a member at Seven Flags for 10 years. And I have to say, if you've read my blog, you may have seen a transformation in moi. I used to weigh 320 pounds. I'm about 5'9". You know, you didn't know you could stuff that much stuff in a thing that short, but you can. Believe me, it's possible. It's amazing what you can do when you put your mind and your food to it. So from 320 pounds at one time in my life, I am now at 175. Yeah, you do the math, that's about 150 pounds. Yeah, unbelievable, amazing. I want to blog about that next week about how, because people are asking me, how did you lose that much weight? And I say, listen, you're asking the wrong question. How did I gain that much weight? So I'll tell you the secrets to both of those questions coming up next week in a blog. But I can tell you that Seven Flags, that particular health club that I focused on, really in some ways saved my life at some point in my life when I was completely out of control and spiraling downward. Having that sort of pressure that I felt going into that club, and I was huge. I mean, I was a fatty, you know, and I was going into a club where it was Spandex City, and that club still has that sort of cachet, and most health clubs do. There's some differences in that. And I have to say that side of pressure really helped me, and not everyone reacts that way, but that's a whole other story. But in any event, what are the criteria that we would look at for customer service in a health club or any retail setting? Well, first of all, there are five pillars of great customer service that I teach about, that a system that I've created with the Biosphere, and I talk about ad nauseum for many of you on this radio program. They are smile, greet, engage, thank, follow up. Sounds simple. It ain't rocket science. Basic fundamentals of engaging people. We start with the smile. Did staff members smile at me as I entered and as I passed by them? Did they greet me, not only at the front counter, but again, throughout the health clubs? What was that greeting? Was it a term of, was it a salutation? Which when we do the greeting, we break it down in training. There's the salutation and then there's the question. What is the question? What should the question be? Well, it should be open-ended. It should be an expansive question. It should be a question which says, what can I help you with? What do you want, fatty? No, that's probably the wrong way to go. What can I help you find? What can I help you with today? As opposed to closed-ended questions, of which I was asked many throughout the five tours. Closed-ended means it's a yes or no response it's asking for. Can I help you? And particularly for those working at help desks, customer service desks, any desk, or really, frankly, in any retail setting, it's the worst kind of question you can possibly ask. Because, of course, you're there to help, and I'm there looking for help. Duh! So can I help you? Yeah. Not the right way to go. Engagement, third pillar, great customer service. Do you engage? Did staff members engage me, ask me questions about, well, my health needs? And I'm telling these staff members, and I've never been in your club before, even though a lot of that was bull roar, but okay, I'm wandering around, I'm lost, I've never been in, I don't know nothing from nothing. And I'm telling you this, and I'm here on a day pass, a free pass that I got from the initial visit I made with one of the counselors or the people who work up front. So I tell every staff member who I encountered, I'm a newbie, I don't know where nothing is. That's an opportunity to say, well, here, let me take you by the hand and let me show you this amazing place we have that we've built for you and all the stuff that's in it. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. And when I say it didn't happen, it never happened with any employee other than the employees at the front counter whose responsibility has been assigned to them to do that very thing so that they can develop members, i.e. they can sell memberships. But the truth is everybody's in sales. And I get this in training all the time. People say, I ask them, are you in sales? I'll ask employees. I just paid them hourly. I paid a wage. I got a salary. I don't like sales. I just don't like the way that feels. I got news for you. We're all in sales. We all have an agenda, a place, a position that we're taking, that we're trying to influence other people to take, whether that's in our personal lives or professional lives. We're all in sales, whether or not we want to admit it or not. And did you know one of the definitions of sell is to help? Yeah. There's 27 definitions. That's one of them. Remember that the next time you have an aversion to the idea that you're in sales, because we all are. Next point, did they thank me as I left the club, as I was walking out, or the person who was engaging, whoever, did they thank me? And the real stickler, if you've read this review, folks in the health club industry are listening this morning, the one stickler, the real big one for me was name. At two of the clubs, I told the people at the front, the people who were trying to sort of set me up and sell me the membership at the beginning, I told them my name. Hi, my name's Johnny. I also wrote my name on a card or an input sheet. Two of the five people at two of the five clubs called me John instead of Johnny. And he said, yeah, Johnny, typical, you know, you're a sensitive kid, you know, you got to loosen up. Come on. But that's not right. Listen, if your name is Robert and I call you Bob, it's not your name. You told me your name was Robert. If your name, you tell me it's Elizabeth and I call you Liz, you know, what I'm telling you is I don't like the way you refer to yourself. Hey, I got a better way to do it. It's a judgment. Our names mean something to us. They should. They're the thing we hear more than any other word ever throughout our entire lives. They're the one word that we own. It's about us. And for someone to not refer to us by the name that we have been granted and given by our parents and that we've used our entire lives is offensive, and it's judgmental, and it's wrong. And twice that happened at two different clubs. We're going to get to all that. Seven Flags was the first visit. Reed, a personal trainer there, very nice job. Very low, timbred voice. He has a very low, low, great radio voice. Let me read, if the health club thing doesn't work out, listen, there's a lot of open microphones in this building. Come on in. We'll interview you. But people with low voices have to really work a little extra hard to emote, to sound like they're not kind of bored and ambivalent. And Reed wasn't, but at the beginning, when I first met him, he kind of sounded that way. It took me a little bit of time to get to know him a bit. And he warmed up, and he smiled very nice. And he also called me John. So, yeah, there's one of the two. All right. Again, it's Johnny, and I've made that point in Beating a Dead Horse. Another point is that people who are in sales within health clubs or any place sales cannot put the impetus for being contacted on the customer. In other words, Tyler, for example, who worked in the racket portion of Seven Flags, very nice engagement in that part of the facility, but at the end he said, call me, email me. Well, you know what? Good luck with that. It's your job, Mr., Mrs., Ms. Salesperson, business owner, manager, to initiate and to keep up with the contact with me, the customer. Why? Because life ain't fair, baby. It's competition. I just told you there's 23 health clubs, there's 40 separate locations, and there's a Googleplex of options, number one of which is I don't have to work out. Ambivalence is your biggest competitor, business owners and managers. It has brought down more mom-and-pop companies in particular, but even large companies. Ambivalence. Customer ambivalence and employee ambivalence mean bankruptcy signs and the place is closed. That's what that leads to. So your employees have to care. They have to engage. They have to go get us. They have to find us. And that's the beautiful thing about the internet, communication, technology. There's a zillion ways, but the part of that that makes access to us easier is getting to know us at the front side. That allows us to then give you our information. So Tyler should have gotten my contact information. I expressed an interest in tennis. I've played tennis my entire life. Other components, Joe at the snack bar at Seven Flags was dynamite. He's an Italian. Hey, how you doing? Hey, come here. Come here. I'll kiss your cheek. I'll pinch you. Yeah, come here. I mean, he didn't really exactly do that. Although I think if the counter hadn't been there, he may have. Joe was just a very overtly friendly guy. He's just like that. He's probably been like that since he was born. He came out of the chute and he was saying, hey, Mom, how you doing? It's good to be here. Daddy, come in, let me kiss you. I'm suspecting that's how he's been. And it cuts to something that I've talked about a lot. We can try to train people to get in touch with their happier side, their happier place. But at the end of the day, you got to hire happy and you got to train skills. Because you try to do that, or you try to work that the other way, doesn't work. You cannot train people to be happy if they're not already that way. You can take a happy person who's genuinely happy, you can put them in a pot of boiling oil, and they're going to ask, hey, throw some french fries in here, would you? Yeah, they're just happy basically any place. And so Joe's just a generally happy guy. And he should be like all over the club kissing and pinching cheeks and stuff, along with Reed, who did a very nice job. Aspen. And you're going to hear from a couple of the parties at Aspen that I dealt with, and Aaron in particular. Real stand-up, been working there since 2001. He knew every nook of the club in and out, did a great job of explaining everything. He followed up on the day of my scheduled workout. Before it, he left a very nice voicemail again, following up. It's one of the pillars of great customer service, did a nice job. A couple things about Aspen. Lighting is an issue, and they know it. Sort of makes things a little tough when you're lifting and you're working out, and you can't really see stuff going on. So I know they know that, and I sort of pointed that out in the blog as well. There are a ton of trainers. There are more trainers on the floor at Aspen than at any club, period. In fact, there were more people at Aspen than at any club I visited, period. Unbelievable. Huge. Ginormous. A lot of people in there. But a lot of what I saw from trainers, and not just at Aspen, at every club, was they're in their left brain place. Trainers are focused on the person that they're engaging. They're doing a personal workout or whatever. And when we're in our left brain place, as we talked about, I do this in training all the time, processing does not look good on our face. When we're left brain processing the analytical part of ourselves, the look in our face is one of, frankly, consternation. It ain't happy. Right brain joy, having a good time, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner, taking a picture of that, everybody at the table smiling. Yeah, that's a big old smile. And so the trick is when you're engaging people to always have a smile on your puss. Leave it there. Stick it there and leave it there and don't let it go. People see you happy, they're saying, oh, wow, this is a happy place. Working out must not be so bad. Maybe I will sign up. Look at all these happy trainers and happy customers, and everybody seems happy. That's a place that I want to go work out, because ultimately everything we're doing is to be happier. It's not to torture ourselves and not to feel miserable, but to feel happy. So look like you're happy, and if you got to fake it till you make it, that's okay. At the YMCA, I'm a member there. I've never been to the Healthy Living one out on University. Huge facility, only a year old. Groundbreaking facility for a Y. I mean, you go in there and it doesn't seem like your typical Y, but not groundbreaking customer service. A lot of potential there to increase that level. Amanda at the counter was very nice, but should have taken me on a tour, should have shown me. Instead, threw me a week-long pass, a freebie, and that was all she wrote. Nikki at the counter when I came back was very nice. Former cheerleader at Iowa State. Very nice. Very pleasant. But again, a lot of people doing processing in their left brain, and they look it there. And so that's just a matter of training. People explain the hours very well and other things going on at the Y nicely. But again, show me that smile. Show me that right brain part. Fitness World West, TJ at the front counter. Didn't smile when I came in, but was pleasant enough. And then Travis took over. And Travis was amazing. And you're going to hear from Travis coming up. He's the super, super stud of the stud and studettes that engage me throughout these five places. Just amazing. I'm not going to go into that right now. I got to tell you that he did some things that I've never seen anybody do and engaged on a level. He's a right brainer. He's a right brain guy. And you're going to hear from him coming up in just a few moments. Also, Prairie Life, which was where probably the most difficult time was had in a sense. Prairie Life, I think, is considered one of the more highfalutin clubs in town. Yeah, it's kind of, I think that's the consideration, that's the consensus when I hear people talk about. And Robert at the front door is a greeter. Great guy, very poised, kind of like a butler type. And fortunately, when I gave him my name, I said, he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Johnny." He said, "Well, John, let me get someone to help you. You know, that's great. You go ahead and get help for John, and I'll wait here until you get some help for Johnny." And then when David, who's the membership drive guy, working on the sales end, came up, very engaging, very friendly, and then really dropped the ball in two different ways, in my view. As he was talking about the club, he said, "Well, this is where the who's who of Des Moines come, the somebodies." He didn't say it that way, but it felt like that as I was throwing up in my mouth as he was saying it. Yeah, that may be great, but what does that have to do with my fat rear end? You know, probably not a lot. And then the second misstep by David, and I'm sure, I assume this has been read to him, and it's an embarrassing moment, but it happened. He asked me my last name, and I said, "Right." He paused a moment, and then he said, "We've got some Wongs here. Two Wongs don't make a right." Okay? Yeah. That's probably not the right way to go. You know, it's racist. There's no way around that. And David thought he was making a joke, and he wasn't. And so the toughest thing for business owners is to get employees to have empathy, to live in the shoes of the people they are paid to serve. That's a tough road. It's very difficult. One last word about Prairie Life. There was a fat little girl leaning against a pillar at Prairie Life, and she was on her cell phone texting or whatever, and I thought, you know, this is like a high-end club. What is this fat kid doing leaning against the pillar, you know, texting away? It turned out that that was Sean Johnson. Yeah, Sean Johnson, I think she won some sort of medal at some big event and then did another one, a top prize and another thing. So the fat kid texting, yeah, probably I sort of misjudged that. I won't misjudge the fact that it's 8:23 this morning on the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. And coming up, Travis Lamphere, customer service stutter Rooney from Fitness World West, also Rod Sears and Aaron Ashman from Aspen Athletic Clubs, and a look at the power or lack of it of signage in retail. Really interesting story. All that and much more here as the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show rolls on at 8:22. Thank you for tuning in to AM 1350 KRNT. Oh, yeah. Stretch out those glutes. Oh, yeah. Down. Up. Down. Reminds you of the cartoon where Sylvester is working out, Sylvester the cat, and the guy's going in, out, up, down, in, out, up, and he's eating. I mean, that's his workout, is like with a fork. That's not like my kind of workout. Hope you're working it this morning as the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show rolls through Saturday morning, 8:24 now with Johnny. Coming up, we're going to do an interesting look at signage inside a business. And actually, this was precipitated by a visit to a sixth health club. I'm not going to tell you which health club that was. It was not included in the review on Thursday. But signage played a prominent role in this club, both good and maybe not so good. I'll talk more about that coming up here on the radio program. But first, one of the standouts, in fact, I would say he is the standout of all of the people that I ran into during my tour of five health clubs throughout Des Moines, that is in the Unsecret Shopper blog at theunsecretshopper.com. You can read it there. Was Travis Lamphere. He is a guy who just is one of those exceptional people. Just, I think he was born happy. He's going to die happy. And in between, he's just going to be happy. And the folks at Fitness World West are very lucky to have him. And we are lucky to have him on the radio program this morning. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
Travis, how long have you been working at Fitness World West?
I've been working here for 10 years. Actually, the day I started was September 18th of the year 2000.
So you're coming up on an anniversary here, your 11th anniversary.
That would be correct.
Wow, 11 years of fitness. Travis, did you grow up in a fit household? Did everybody do a lot of working out and stuff?
I grew up on a farm, and the only exercise equipment we had was your typical homemade, Your weight bench you'd buy at Sears, probably. That's about the only thing, and a couple dumbbells. But when you live on a farm, you do a lot of physical activity.
Sure, the whole farm is one big piece of workout equipment, right?
Usually is.
You're slugging around cows and pigs and picking up one pig and then another in the other arm, sure. So you got that whole, and were you born and raised in Iowa?
Yes, I was. Northeast Iowa, from Owine, as a matter of fact.
So what took you into the world of fitness? What was the allure?
Well, in the first place, My brother is actually an employee, a staff member here. He is a personal trainer here, and he has been here for probably about 3 years longer than what I have. Now, I had came down here to go to school at DMAC, and I started working at the front desk. Obviously, when your brother's a front desk manager here, he can get you a good job. So I started here, and ever since then, I've really enjoyed the fact of being working with people, being on my feet. I don't want to be stuck in an office, so I really just enjoy being with people and helping people. It makes me feel good about myself when I go home at night. I know I did something good no matter how bad the day went, if I did have a bad day.
Travis, was that your goal coming out of college or when you graduated high school? Where did you want to be with your life early on?
Well, I started out, I've always been really artistic. Growing up as a kid, drawing and then getting into school, and I found that the only classes I was ever good at was art class. So I got into graphic design in college, and I came out with a degree there, and I actually put it forth here at Fitness World, so it actually gives me a chance to do both things that I love.
So you do art, so like what do you draw on the walls and then wipe? I mean, what do you do at Fitness World West artistically?
Well, anytime you see, for instance, business cards, anytime you see ads in the newspaper, the Des Moines Register, that come in your mailbox that say Fitness World on them, about 99% chance I did that.
How amazing. You know, well, listen, most people had no idea. Now they know.
Yes, correct.
Well, it's good that you get that little outlet. You get that creative right brain part of your brain to express itself. How awesome. My guest this morning is Travis Lamphere. He is a fitness consultant. Now, are you the fitness consultant or a fitness consultant for Fitness World West?
Well, we do have other fitness consultants on staff. I'm not the only one, but I am one of the fitness consultants.
And how big is the staff?
Well, we have five different locations. I'm unsure about how many in all locations. Here at our West location, I would say between aerobics instructors, we have lots of personal trainers on staff, consultants, front desk staff, I would say 40 plus.
Travis, one of the things that I find amazing is that people who are typically good as you were, and not just good, but very good, even great at times, in the level of customer service that you exhibited during our interaction. Mm-hmm. What I find interesting is that people who are normally like that didn't learn it. They didn't go to school for it. They're just genuinely nice, friendly people. Does that describe you?
Well, my mom always told me, this is funny, my mom always told me, You can train a brain, but you can't hire a smile.
And I got to jot that. That's nice. Very nice.
Yeah, you can train anybody to do a job. You can have somebody count numbers, but you can't train somebody a personality. And, you know, I got it from my parents. My parents were generally happy people, just the way they were. I mean, my mom has great customer service skills. She's a manager with the Hallmark stores, and just being around that environment, she had been doing that ever since I was a small child, and just to watch how she interacts with people, that's where I learned most of the bright end of my skills.
What is the, if there is any, what's the customer service training at Fitness World West? What does it look like, if there is any?
Customer service training, well, kind of give you, the briefest outline I possibly can, and quickest I can. That's what we try to do is the most important thing, generally. I mean, there's not much you can do wrong at the front desk as far as that goes, but we want to make sure that when you come in, everybody gets a hello, everybody gets a goodbye. It's a rule that we try to get everybody to do. We try to, and you know, obviously sometimes it doesn't always come out that way, but we try to go with the three-foot rule. Anybody within 3 feet, acknowledge them, say hello, reach out. We always go through things. We have management meetings where the management talks about these things. And then we go out to our staff, and then we work with our staff individually and really push towards that. But that's one of the biggest things is when we do have new staff members on hand, the first thing that you got to have to be an employee at this facility is you got to be a friendly person.
In other words, hire happy, train skills.
Correct. We can always train them.
Yeah, that, right. There's nothing at a fitness club or a blogger or a secret shopper trainer like it. There's nothing that we do that anyone else can't learn.
Correct. Well, I mean, mean, yes, they do have to have knowledge in the exercise experience when you're working with people one-on-one. But I mean, you can't, if you don't have both, it just doesn't work.
Does Fitness World West utilize secret shoppers on any level?
Do we have secret shoppers? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I think every facility probably in the city would probably have individuals who have been to each other's clubs to see what the customer service was like and how the interaction process was, typically exactly like how yours was. So, yes, it is something that we don't have a specific secret shopper at all. Generally, a new staff member is generally the first person that we want to have that experience for so they can see what it's like and see the difference of what we want compared to what the ladder would be.
So how do you know if your trainers and front desk people and employees throughout the facility are living up to the mandate that you've laid down at the beginning?
Well, one thing we try to do, and we do have out in the desk right now, we have a small little form that that asks you questions about, you know, things like who do you know about the club. A lot of times, like our aerobics instructors will have a little sheet that they hand out to a certain amount of people in their class, and they'll write down, for instance, which staff members do they know and other staff members that they don't know, and they will point out just by somebody how somebody looks if they didn't know somebody. So we try to focus on those things so the people that maybe the staff members, if they don't know them, we can kind of work on getting those people out a little bit more, making sure our members know who they are.
My guest this morning is Travis Lamphere. He is a fitness consultant for Fitness World West. They were reviewed as well as were four other health clubs throughout the Des Moines Metro in a secret shopper review this week. Travis, as you read through all of the reviews, what was there anything that jumped out at you? Was there anything that was a surprise to you either in your own review or other clubs' review?
Surprise? I was surprised and... You know, I really was kind of flattered, and it really gave me insight as far as what my customer service is like, because myself, I try to shoot for that kind of customer service as high as possible, but sometimes I don't always recognize if I'm hitting that level or not. I'm just shooting for that level, and I don't ever know for sure until I get that kind of feedback. So it was great to get that kind of feedback, if that was how you wanted me to answer that question.
Sure. No, that's absolutely answered any way you'd like. And what advice do you give for companies? And you kind of live it. I mean, it's tough, Travis. You're an enigma and you don't know it. I mean, you may know it, you may be aware of it, but no one would know it being around you that you have any self-awareness of it. You're just a nice guy. And as we talked about, hire happy, train skills. But what do you tell business owners and managers who are pounding the pavement, looking through the want ads, trying to teach their employees to do what many of them simply either can't do or won't do? What do you tell them when they become frustrated and say, you know what, I can't get my employees to even smile or greet or thank people or those basic 101 fundamentals of customer service? What do you tell them? What do they do?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So I guess the best answer I could probably come up with is, you know, if you go out and you get a book called The Purple Cow, and that book will tell you, when you drive down the highway, all you see is brown cows everywhere. There's brown cows. They all look the same. So instead of saying, oh, wow, there's a brown cow, you don't notice the cows. But out there, one purple cow, that one that stands out, the one that you remember. And basically, if you have competition, in any business, there's always competition. There's always different people doing the exact same thing you are. So the only way to be that purple cow, pop out, stand out, is to be more, to work on your customer service side of things. And generally, everybody's, you know, in fitness, the biggest thing that makes us different, I believe, is our customer service is different, because everybody's got machines, everybody's got a building with a roof so you don't get rained on. The biggest difference is the people that work with you one-on-one. Your members remember you. Your members are excited. When you leave, you get that goodbye. You feel good about coming back. It doesn't grow unless you stand out and be that purple cow.
Well, I think that I did indeed, and who would think that in West Des Moines that I would stumble upon a purple cow in the smiling face and amazing customer service and glad handling. Just a great guy, Travis Lamphere. It has been my great pleasure to speak with you this morning. Keep up the awesome work, and I hope people stop into Fitness World West to just see what great customer service truly looks like. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me, Johnny.
It was absolutely my pleasure, Travis. Thank you so much. The competitive world of health clubs, he is standing head and shoulders, I think, out in the crowd. Coming up, another man who indeed does the same, Aaron Ashelman, general manager at Aspen Athletic Clubs, along with Rod Sears, the CEO. But next, we're going to talk about signs inside retail stores, what they should say, what they shouldn't be saying, and what they should never say, and what some did say on a recent visit to one particular place. All that and so much more here at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show at 837. You're listening to AM 1350 KRNT. Welcome back to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show at 1350 KRNT. We're going to take the beginning of this song, Rough. One of the best intros that you never hear on the radio. Five-man electrical band, and talking about, sure, there's signs. There's everywhere is the signs. Sign on the clock says 8:38 at 1350 KRNT. Why are signs so important? Oh, listen, we got to hear, listen. Listen to that. Well, you don't have to apply if you're long-haired freaky. Tuck my hair. You know, a haircut, sure, it's cheap. You got Flo-Bees, you got scissors. Why not just cut it? All right, we'll cut it right there. So in any event, signs. It's only a vacuum right there, just boom, like a power outage. Why are signs so important? Why are there so many? Because there's a lot. Do you know that the National Retailers Association says that for every square foot of retail space on average, there are three signs. Three for every square foot. I was standing here in the studio during the commercial break, and I was counting the number of what I would consider signs on the wall. Now, this is not a store. I mean, it's a studio. I mean, I guess that maybe they sell kumquats and fruits, maybe, that I don't know about through here, a little veggie stand. But 23 signs are on the walls, permeating every square foot practically of space in this studio. So at a retail setting, grocery store, shoe store, whatever it is, name the category, we are besieged with signage telling us a variety of stuff. And the one thing I tell retail people in training all the time, when I do it with my clients, over a dozen here in Central Iowa that I do training with, I tell those employees and those managers and owners, listen, you know what, this ain't rocket science, but the most important sign is you. You are the sign that matters most. And so the idea of hanging a sign and expecting a shopper, us, to see it when there is a deluge of signs. We saw signs coming into the store on the freeway. We saw signs walking into the store. We see signs all the way down wherever we go. So you want people to know something, tell them. Don't post it and print it. And I've done a couple blog posts on signs. Bass Pro Shops stands out. Also did a look at signage, just crazy, weird signs I saw, especially down in Historic Valley Junction. Took some pictures, and that's all on the blog at theunsecretshopper.com. And Monday, I'm going to post a post about signage in a specific place that I went. And I told you that I secret shopped five health clubs last week. There's actually a sixth. And I'm not going to tell you what it was today. I'm going to leave that for the blog. The reason I separated this location out is because it's not about their customer service. That is what it is. But it's about the number of signs that were at this place. And what I'm going to do is play for you the audio of me walking through this place and recording verbatim, just reading the signs as I came up to them at this place. All right. And so this little digital handheld recorder is what I use when I go on these secret shopper trips. I use it because after a conversation with an employee, or lack of, I'll go off to the side and I will record what I just heard. That's how I can say with fair amount of certainty that the way I'm relaying that conversation is accurate. That's why you read me quoting people inside my blog posts on these secret shopper trips. All right. That doesn't mean it's infallible. Doesn't mean I didn't hear it wrong or may have missed a word or two. But other than recording the actual experience in real time, and that moment is coming. And we'll talk more about that maybe at the end of the show here this morning. But I want to get to this. And I want you to listen to not me rambling on clandestinely like I'm a double secret agent, but just listen to the verbiage in these signs I'm going to play for you.
Attention members, there have been some car break-ins in the parking lots in our area. Please keep valuables out of plain view and be sure to lock your vehicle. Thank you.
Okay, there's one. Here's another one.
Reminder, locks left on lockers overnight except those with locker laundry service will be cut off.
Okay, there's another one. I'm just reading these as I walk through the club. Here's another.
Laundry pins are lost. Replacement pins cost $3. Please pin your laundry bag secure. Clothes being lost due to improper pinning.
Okay, and that laugh I just threw in there, it wasn't like in parentheses. Here's another one.
Black sole shoes on courts.
No black sole shoes on courts, okay?
These street shoes are not allowed on courts.
Okay, so another sign just stating what the other sign had just stated, but in a different stated way. Here's another one.
These lap lanes must be shared when needed. Thanks.
Okay, that sounds like a pool deal.
No lifeguard on duty. Children under the age of 14 must not use pool without an adult in attendance. Another, no holding lanes. First come, first serve basis.
Okay. All right. There's a couple signs. A lot of the word no is in there some frequency. Here's another.
Regulations. All persons must shower before entering pool. All persons using pool do so at their own risk. Persons age 14 and under must be with an adult in pool and hydro pool. No diving, shallow water. No running rough play or excessive noise allowed in pool area. Swimming suits only. No gym trunks.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't that sound fun? Here's another one.
Alarm. Emergency exit only.
That was kind of a straw man. That's just industrial. Like, don't push this thing because it'll open up and sound an alarm. Don't use that door. Here's another.
Attention members, please return weights to their racks after use. Thank you. Another sign. Children under 12 not allowed in weight room. Children 12 to 15 years allowed in weight room with adult supervision.
Okay. Here's another.
Attention members, as both a courtesy and safety issue, please return weights to rack when finished.
Okay. Another.
Members, weights need to be returned to their racks after use. Major courtesy concerns. Thank you.
Okay, here's another.
Weights back on rack when finished.
Okay, that was a third. I think there are now three signs referring to the weight issue.
Caution sign on a pole leaning against a wall.
Well, there was a caution sign against a pole that was leaning against a wall. It just said caution.
One sign, attention members, as both a courtesy and safety issue, too many commas, please return weights to rack when finished. Also, you're capitalizing words that shouldn't be. Another sign below it, attention members, : please return the weights to the rack when finished. This has become a problem.
Okay. All right, there's more here.
Rules, all tanning bed users must show your protective eyewear before you turn the bed on. No exceptions.
Okay.
Excessive slamming of the weights will break the equipment. If you notice this occurring, please notify the front desk.
Okay.
Attention members, please be considerate and wash the exercise machines after each use. Thank you.
Okay.
Attention, playing is fun, so be respectful and clean up after you are done.
Okay.
Parents, please help your children pick up when they're finished. Thank you.
There's seven more. So here, the reason I'm doing this is to, just as a heads up, and just this little factoid. Any retail store, any place, can post sign after sign after sign telling us, as shoppers, consumers, customers, and members, what we cannot do. The list of what we cannot do is limitless. The challenge, I would say, to anyone who owns a store, any manager, any business owner, any employee, is this: tell us what we can do. Because if every square inch of your wall is dedicated to telling us what we cannot do, pretty soon we're probably not going to feel like doing much of anything. And that means we can just stay home and save money and not see as many signs. And you're going to see these signs on the blog post Monday in more detail on exactly who and where this is. That's in Monday's post at theunsecretshopper.com. Good signs at Aspen Athletic Clubs with Aaron Ashman, the general manager there, and Rod Sears, the CEO. They join me coming up next. You are listening to the Unsecret Shopper radio show at 1350 KRNT.
Toy store, pet store, shoe
store, music store. No matter where you're shopping this morning or all weekend long, keep your eye out for great customer service and let me know by going to theunsecretshopper.com and sending off an email or text or telephone call, anything you'd like. My name is Johnny Wright, and you are listening to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. At 1350 KRNT, it's 849, sunshine and 87 today. Sunshine all weekend long, says the weatherman. Lots of sunshine at Aspen Athletic Clubs, where there were plenty of smiles and greetings and glad handling and good stuff going on. And Rod Sears, the CEO of Aspen Athletic Clubs, is one of the reasons why he joins me this morning. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Johnny.
Rod, how did you get involved in the crazy, nutty world of running an athletic club empire? How did that start?
Well, it started for me personally a little over 20 years ago. I had grown up in southern Iowa, went to school at the University of Iowa, and had eventually moved to San Diego in the late 80s. And I was a certified public accountant who specialized doing tax work for Arthur Andersen and Company. And I had a small health club chain. They had about six or eight locations. It became one of my clients shortly after I moved out there. Eventually, I went to work for them after working with them as a consultant for a couple of years. And then we had about 75 clubs that we had built the chain up to when we sold it. And that group of clubs became what's known now today as 24-Hour Fitness.
Wow. Well, Rod, and I have to ask this because I get asked this all the time, having lived in the South and other warmer climates.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world are we so compelled when we, quote-unquote, make it somewhere else to come back to our hometown and quote-unquote, make it? What drives you to do that?
For me, all of my siblings had moved out of the state as well, but my parents still lived down in Creston, Iowa. When we made the decision, my wife and I, to move back to the Midwest, our two sons were about 8 and 10 years old, respectively, and we were looking for, I think, a little bit smaller environment, better school system, just kind of a better quality of life to come back to. And personally, I had gotten very tired of the commuting that you have to do in Southern California, and so this was a good change for us.
Did you notice, I would think living out in San Diego for as long as you did, that there was a difference in the fitness level? And I don't think this is rocket science or a huge shock to any of us, but mm-hmm. the fitness level out in Southern California is probably slightly different than it is here in the Midwest, and specifically in Central Iowa.
It is. When we first came out and started Aspen Athletic Clubs almost 10 years ago, I would say the gap was very wide at that time between people's interest and levels of fitness in Southern California versus the Midwest. I would say probably Southern California is still ahead of us, but I would say that gap has narrowed quite a bit over the last 10 years.
And of course, having more plastic surgeons, that helps too. That helps widen the gap in an artificial way.
It certainly does, and people are very narcissistic and definitely care about how they look out there.
Well, what was the impetus when you started Aspen Athletic Clubs, Rod? What was the sort of the focus? What did the club need to be?
Yeah, there were three of us that came out here. We all had worked for 24-Hour Fitness, and so we were used to working for a very large club chain. We're looking to do something on our own where we could be more entrepreneurial, make more decisions ourselves. And the first club that we purchased was known as Health and Sports Club, which is now the Aspen Athletic Clubs on Hickman Road. And that club had initially started primarily as a tennis club, and then the prior ownership had added the fitness component to it, but it had really never been their emphasis. They had really emphasized tennis and not really health and fitness per se. And so we kind of looked at the niches. We thought we could do quite a bit more in terms of helping people with generally overall healthier lifestyle.
And so from that idea, the seed was planted, and from that idea, these years later, now you have five locations for Aspen Athletic Club throughout the metro. As other health clubs have sort of remained in single locations or even have closed, how have you managed to foster that level of growth?
Primarily due to the people that we've had working with us. We've had been fortunate to have a very great team of people that we've been able to work with over the years, and so when we're looking to make expansion plans, one of the first things we do is look at the people that we have internally and say, do we feel like we're strong enough with our people to go ahead and justify expanding?
My guest this morning is Rod Sears. He is the CEO of Aspen Athletic Clubs and five locations in the Des Moines Metro. Rod, it is I have been in and out of health clubs for my entire life. I've been overweight. well, not my entire life, my infancy, probably I wasn't in a lot of clubs, but after. Actually, though, I take that back. I have to bring this up very quickly. Sorensen's, which was the first health club. My mother used to drag me in there when I was a kid, and they had all those crazy machines that jiggled your fat off and and everything else. And in my sense is that was sort of one of the first ones. But why is it that we have this penchant as Americans for we continue to go back into health clubs? Even it doesn't even matter what's happening around us, but we will drive ourselves in. We will put us through a level of pain at times. I wouldn't call it torture, but tongue-in-cheekly I would. Why do we keep going back? What is it that compels us to do so?
Yeah, that's a hard question for me to answer. I think we're all wired up differently. You know, and I spend a lot of time thinking about this, why more people don't want to do that, because we'd obviously like everyone in the Des Moines metro area to belong to a health club.
Sure.
While, you know, industry demographics are probably somewhere between 12 to 15% of the population actually belongs to a club. But, you know, I think some people are just, you know, myself personally, I work out about 5 to 6 times a week. It's just something that's always been a part of my lifestyle. And so it's, you know, it's just the same as getting up in the morning and brushing my teeth to me. I don't think any more about it than that. But, you know, we try to make the environment as pleasant as possible, as fun as possible. You know, always have your equipment maintained, have a club as clean as it can be. And I think those are the types of things that will help people come back in and work out on a regular basis.
Well, let's talk about the customer service aspect, which, of course, was the impetus for all of this and what this is really all about. Is there customer service training for your staff at Aspen Athletic Club? And if so, what is it? What does it look like?
Mm-hmm. There is. Primarily, you know, everything kind of starts at the front desk with a health club, no matter which, you know, club you might happen to go into. And so that's obviously, you know, we start with, before we ever hire someone, we're looking for certain personality traits. You know, we want somebody who's got a more outgoing personality, who has a great smile, who gets along well with people. So that'll be one of the first things in terms of trying to screen the wrong type of person out before they'd ever get started in that type of position. And then a lot of what we do a lot of on-the-job training, and so we'll never put somebody at the front desk or to another position before we really feel they're ready and they've had a chance to work with some of our experienced people to find out, you know, how we kind of do things the Aspen way.
Well, that really dovetails into, I know a gentleman who is right there beside you, Aaron Ashelman, who was one of the studs of the review on Thursday. You can pass the phone on to him because my next questions are for him.
Okay.
Aaron,
well,
go ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity to have a chance to talk to you, and I do agree with you. We think Aaron is a stud as well. So here's Aaron.
And Aaron is a and Aaron, you're the general manager of the Hickman location, correct?
That's correct, Johnny.
And you've been there since, what was it? Was it 2000?
I had actually started at our Southeast 14th location back in 2002, and then in the summer of 2006. Transferred over to the Hickman location. I live in Waukee, so it was a lot easier commute, and I had a little girl at the time, so just with the family and everything else, it made it more convenient, you could say.
Well, when I was with you, and of course, when I met you twice, and of course, you had no idea. I'm guessing you had no idea that you were being secret shopped at that time. Although you did mention you saw my little recorder in my hand, which is what I used to take notes with. And when you saw that, you thought, what is this guy? Is this guy a whack job? What's going on? What was running through your mind?
You know, I really had no clue. It didn't really kind of hit me until after you had left, when I kind of was reflecting on the visit. And I'm like, you know, I could have swore he had a little recorder in his hand next to your cell phone. But, I wasn't kind of jumping to any conclusions or anything like that.
Sure.
And then after the second time that you stopped back in and you kind of mentioned it, then I was kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, so to speak. And it kind of made a little bit more sense. But it definitely... it definitely kind of caught me off guard. I can't say that's happened too many times, but it was good.
Well, what did you read when you read that piece, Aaron? What did you read that you said, all right, yep, I knew that about myself? And then what did you read you thought, wow, you know, maybe that's, or even about the club in general, that sort of caught you by surprise? Was there anything?
You know, a lot of the observations that you had made, you know, I mean, I'd kind of already known just because I've been in the industry for quite a while. I try to take a lot of pride in how I am with people and treat them with respect and treat them, you know, how I would like to be treated. You know, unfortunately, there are some things that every company needs to improve on, and definitely, you know, carrying smiles throughout the course of the day. You know, especially with the piece with the trainers, where you had thought that there were some trainers that, you know, just weren't, you know, overly outgoing or weren't smiling. you know, and that's something that, you know, obviously they can improve on. You know, a lot of the time the trainers are the face of Aspen because, you know, as the members working out and whatnot, you know, they're the ones that are interacting with the members pretty much every minute of the day. You know, I mean, when we have 11 trainers on staff that are consistently working with, you know, people throughout the course of the day, it's very easy just to kind of glance over and observe what's going on. You know, and really they are on, they're on show, so to speak, every hour that they're there. So
well, Aaron did a fantastic job, and I want to thank Aaron Ashelman for joining me, along with Rod Sears, the CEO of Aspen Athletic Clubs, also Travis Lamp here for Fitness World West. They're all great guys. They work very, very hard. I mean, can you imagine sitting and standing and walking around at a health club all the time? Your number one responsibility is to explain the benefits and the great parts of the club, but the idea is to get them to sign on the dotted line. I mean, that's why they're all there, and it's not an easy task, but Aaron does it extremely well, as do Travis and many of the people I met throughout that day. You can go to unsecretshopper.com and read more about everything you've heard this morning. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself out at the fair or wherever you may be. Highs in the upper 80s. See ya!